All right, let's dive into something a little different today. We're not just looking for like the best photo booth, you know what I mean? We're going deep on this company.
Yeah.
Snap me crazy. They're based in Oklahoma.
Oh, interesting. I think our listeners will like this. It ties into event planning, but with a business twist. We're not just saying, should you hire them? It's more like, what's their secret sauce? What can we learn from them?
Exactly. And we've got like a whole bunch of sources, which I love. We've got their website, the About Us, the FAQs, you know, the official stuff. But then, and this is, we've got a transcript of the owner talking on another podcast.
So we get to hear him unscripted, kind of.
I
See
don't
what he emphasizes when he's not like carefully crafting the website.
Yeah. And then to ground it all, some customer reviews, because those are always telling.
It's like a 360 view, right? You've got the polished image, the behind-the-scenes thoughts, and then what people actually experience.
Love it. Okay, basics first. From there, About Us, Snap Me Crazy is in Edmond, Oklahoma. Been around for over 10 years, locations in Edmond and OKC. They're proud of this. Over 50,000 photos captured.
Wow, that's a lot. For a local company, that means they're doing something right. Word of mouth, repeat customers, that kind of thing.
For sure. And get this, they've worked with like Amazon, Hobby Lobby, even the OKC Thunder.
Yeah.
So not just your average birthday party clients.
That speaks to their professionalism, I'd say.
Wait.
If those big names trust them, there's got to be a reason.
Right. Okay, now this is what I found interesting. The founder, Dave Tamez, over 30 years experience, not just as a photographer, but also videographer, A&D graphic designer.
That's a pretty unique combo. Most photo booth folks, I bet, come from the business side, not necessarily the art side. What do you think that does to their approach?
Yeah, great question. My guess is his eye for detail, the lighting, all that, it's got to show up in the final product. They also have Chris, the tech guy, and Patty, who handles business stuff, and D, the props.
Okay, so a well-rounded team, that's always good. Each person's got their strength. Now, FAQs, right? What are they saying to potential customers?
They're big on what they call an open-air booth. So, not that enclosed box you might picture, it's more open, interactive.
Yeah, I've seen those. Yeah. Good for big groups. Everyone can kind of pile in. More dynamic photos, I'd imagine.
They definitely highlight that.
Yeah.
But they do mention having the classic enclosed booth too, if you want that.
Smart move. Offering options shows they're flexible, not just pushing one thing on everyone.
And the props. Over 100, they say glasses, hats, theme stuff. They even say bring your own, make it personal.
Oh, I can imagine like a 6-foot table overflowing with props encourages people to get silly, have fun with it.
Totally. Okay, quick peek at testimonials. This one, Susie Bozer, she mentions Dave surprised them with a video compilation of their wedding night. Wasn't even part of the package.
Now that's going above and beyond. Most places are like, here's what you paid for, see you later. What does that tell you about their customer focus?
Right. It's not just a transaction. They
Yeah.
want to create that wow moment.
Yeah.
It's like they're thinking long term, not just one and done gigs.
Makes sense. Okay, ready to hear from Dave himself. We've got that podcast transcript, New Recording 19. Let's see what he's all about.
Let's do it. Right away, he talks about punctuality, like showing up early is a big deal for him. Even calls it tacky if vendors are carrying stuff in during a ceremony.
Yeah.
You know, distracting.
Interesting. Punctuality, good, obviously. But calling out other vendors could be a sign of high standards or maybe a little strong personality.
Yeah, could go either way. He also talks about wanting the couple to get in the booth early for the scrapbook, get that done.
It's a small thing, but it shows he's thinking about their experience, those little details that matter.
Okay, some logistics. He says they need a 10 by 10 foot area, backdrop, printer, a huge prop table, and he's proud of their equipment. Professional DSLR camera, fast printer.
Not messing around.
Yeah.
Investing in quality, that's a good sign.
Totally. And custom photo strip designs. He's big on that. Working with clients weeks in advance.
Ah, so it's not just showing up and clicking. There's thought put into it, matching the event's theme, all that.
To handle it all, two, sometimes three attendants. Helping with poses, scrapbook, keeping things moving.
So they're hands-on, invested in the guest experience, not just setting up a booth and hoping for the best.
And those props we talked about, Dave's like, we don't do cheap props. He's all about quality, even there.
That's telling, right? It's not just about filling the table. It's got to look good, hold up over time.
Here's a quote I liked.
Oh.
He says, we like people to have the world. Just forget all the worries for a little bit and just have a great time. He thinks photo booths help people stop and smell the roses.
Oh, I like that. It's deeper than just fun, right? It's about creating a moment where people can just be present, enjoy themselves.
And he's not just about weddings and parties either. He talks about corporate clients, QR codes, links, all that.
So, thinking about the business applications too, not just the entertainment side.
Oh, before we go there,
Yeah.
one thing from the wedding packages. They've got this exclusive open-air studio style just for weddings.
Ooh, smart move. Creating that premium option for couples who want something extra special, unique.
It's like, we know this day is a big deal, so we've got something special just for you.
Exactly. Okay, what else have we got? That open air booth page, maybe?
Yeah, let's see. Here they talk about, get this, the classic enclosed booth. Like, hey,
Yeah.
we still do that if you really want it.
Interesting. So, acknowledging that some people aren't into the open air trend, they still want options.
Right, onto the snappy crazy photo booth rental page. This is new. The glam booth, high-end, magazine-style photos, flawless lighting, black and white filters make everyone look their best, they say.
Ah, the glam booth. This is where they're targeting like those upscale events, right? Where image is everything.
Yeah, galas maybe,
Yeah.
award ceremonies, anything where people want to look amazing.
Exactly. Okay, last stop. That why book a Snap Me Crazy photo booth section laying out their case, right?
They highlight the tech, the friendly staff, the whole unforgettable memories thing, and they end with a quote from Dave. Let us help make your event unforgettable book, Snap Me Crazy Today. Straightforward, but effective.
Classic call to action. Wrap it all up, give them the next step.
So what do you think so far? Seems like Snap Me Crazy is more than just like a booth in the
Way
corner.
more. They put so much thought into this, it's kind of amazing. But I'm curious, what really stood out to you from all this info? What's sticking in your mind?
Good question. For me, it's Dave's passion. It comes through even in the transcript. He cares about the details, about making people happy, not just taking their money. It's a business, yeah, but there's heart in it.
Totally agree. All right, well, we've covered a lot of ground here. We've got a lot to unpack about what makes them successful and what we can all learn from them. But let's take a quick break to process all this info, and we'll be right back.
Welcome back. Man, I'm already impressed by like just how much they think about the whole photo booth experience.
Oh, yeah, it's not just like, here's a camera, go nuts.
Yeah.
They've really considered all the
Oh, the
angles.
quality. Remember Dave talking about the equipment, the lighting, getting it just right?
That's the photographer in him coming out. He
Yeah.
gets it, you know? A good photo is more than just point and shoot.
But he also wants people to have fun,
Yeah.
you know? Relax, be silly, capture those real moments.
Stop and smell the roses. That's what he said. Love that. It's about being present, enjoying the moment.
And the props, right? So many. And they keep them updated, so it's not the same old stuff every time.
Smart, gotta keep it fresh, give people something to talk about. Nobody wants last year's trends.
Okay, but going back to that stop and smell the roses thing, it's deeper than just like taking a nice photo, isn't it?
I think so. We're so
Yeah.
used to documenting everything, social media, you know,
Right.
we forget to just be in the moment.
And the photo booth, in a way, forces you to slow down. You're there with people, being goofy, making a memory.
Right. It's like a mini time capsule of that joy, that connection. Not just a post shot, it's real laughter, real smiles.
And it works for all sorts of events, not just weddings and parties. They do a lot of corporate stuff too, right?
Oh, absolutely. And they get it, you know? They adapt, they incorporate logos, branding, even those QR codes.
So it's not just fun, it's also helping businesses connect with people, get their message out there.
Win-win, right? The company gets exposure, the guests have a blast.
Let's talk wedding packages for a minute. They go all out. Unlimited photos, scrapbook, custom designs, even gifts.
They're really making it an event, you know? Not just a side attraction, it's part of the whole celebration.
And that exclusive open-air studio style. It's like their VIP treatment for couples who want the best of the best.
Smart marketing makes it feel extra special. People are willing to pay for that, especially on their wedding day.
And they don't just hand you a pile of pictures. That scrapbook, it's beautiful. Guests can write messages. It's a keepsake.
Oh, I love that. Years later, you look back, it's not just the photos, it's the words, the memories flooding back.
Okay, time to talk about the 360 booth. This seems to be their like most popular thing right now.
Yeah, they're on trend, using the latest tech. Those slow motion videos, perfect for social media. Everyone loves them.
Like a spectacle, draws a crowd, gets people talking.
Yeah.
But they don't just leave you hanging, do they?
Nope. They have a director, someone guiding you, making sure you get those awesome shots.
It's like having your own little film crew, all part of the experience.
And they make it fun. Special effects, bubbles, confetti. It's a party in a booth.
No, they still have that classic enclosed booth too, right? For the folks who aren't into the open air thing.
It's good to have options. Shows they're flexible. Not everyone wants to be on stage. Some people like the privacy.
And they don't skimp on it either. Still, custom strips, props, all that.
Consistency, that's key. No matter what you choose, they're going to deliver a quality experience.
And speaking of quality, they're always talking about their equipment, the cameras, the lighting, the printers, no cutting corners.
They take it seriously, and it shows, because a bad photo, that's a bummer, it can ruin the memory.
And last but not least, the Glam Booth, high-end, magazine-worthy photos. But when you gotta look your absolute best.
They've got every angle covered. It's impressive. They understand different people want different things, and they deliver.
It's amazing how they've managed to appeal to, like, such a wide range of people.
They're fun, they're professional, they adapt, and they don't sacrifice quality. That's a winning formula.
But we've seen how they value quality, customer service, making those unforgettable experiences. But before we wrap up, what really struck you about Snap Me Crazy? Like the one thing you'll remember?
You know, for me, it's Dave's passion. It's in every detail, every decision. He's not just selling photo booths. He's selling joy, connection, memories. And that's powerful.
Couldn't agree more. Makes me want to book them myself, just to see it in action.
I think we've all learned a lot from this deep dive. They've shown us how a simple thing, a photo booth, can be so much more.
They took an old idea and made it fresh, exciting, and meaningful. And that's something we can all learn from, right? But as we move on, let's leave our listeners with something to think about.
Oh, I like this. Hit them with a question.
We've talked about photos, capturing moments, triggering memories. But do they really help us remember better? Or is it just nostalgia, like romanticizing the past?
Ooh, that's a good one. We assume photos preserve memories, but do they really? Or do they just make us feel a certain way?
Like those photo booth tricks? They make us remember the poses, the funny faces. But was that really the most important part of the night? Or did the photo make it important?
Are we remembering the event or just the photo? And does it matter as long as it brings back a good feeling?
Maybe those pictures, even if they're not the whole story, still let us relive the happiness, the connection.
I think that's beautiful. It's not about perfect recall. It's about the feeling, the essence of the experience.
And Snap Me Crazy gets that. They're not just providing a service. They're creating little pockets of happiness that last.
Stop and smell the roses, remember? They help us do that and then hold on to that feeling.
Okay, so much to think about. From their business model to their offerings to the deeper impact of what they do.
They're definitely more than meets the eye, that's for sure. But we've got to wrap up this part back in a bit to finish strong.
You know, it's funny. We talk about all this digital stuff, but then there's something about a photo booth, like the actual printed picture you get.
Right. It's like old school cool. In this world of like a million photos on your phone, you get this strip, you can hold it.
It's almost like more special now.
Yeah.
Because it's not just another image on your screen, you know?
Yeah, there's a permanence to it. Like a digital photo can vanish, get lost in the cloud, whatever. But this is real.
And it's not just the photo, right? It's the whole memory of making it. Cramming in the booth, laughing, doing the poses.
Exactly. That shared experience. That's what you're holding on to. It's more than just what the picture looks like.
It goes back to like what Dave was saying, stop and smell the roses. The photo booth, it's like this little pause button on life.
And in that pause, you're really connecting, not just staring at your phone, but like truly being with people.
And years later, you see that photo strip, and it's not just the image, it's the feeling that comes back.
Yeah. It's a trigger, you know? A reminder of that joy, that connection. And maybe it makes that memory stronger. Who knows?
So maybe photo booths aren't just preserving memories. Maybe they're like enhancing them, making them more vivid.
Interesting thought, right? Like in trying to capture everything digitally, we're missing out on the real thing sometimes.
So maybe what we've learned here with Snap Me Crazy, It's not just about the booths. It's about the experience they create.
It's human, you know, that need to connect, to laugh, and to have those moments you remember forever.
They've figured out how to tap into that. And honestly, that's something any business can learn from.
Absolutely. It's not just about the product. It's about the feeling, the meaning behind it. All right. Well, I think we've reached the end of our deep dive on Snap Me Crazy. It's been quite a journey.
Until next time, keep diving deep.